You hear me, Dudi? I would continue to say that if I annul myself before the friends, by that I invite a force from the Creator that influences over it, bestows over it. So the annulment, this is why the annulment towards the friends is so important and so practical, so powerful as a means. And I always need to choose through which of my actions do I invite a force from the Creator that would work on us, on me, in a society, or in general, on the whole of humanity. So when does it influence more or influence less? I mean, the Creator is always bestowing. On His side, there is no less or more. There are no changes. All of the changes are according to whatever we do. This is why the greatest change in His illumination on us can be on the condition that we diminish our ego. Then the upper light works with greater strength. This is why when I annul before the friend, practically, even corporeally, in some way, the light from the Creator influences me and the group in the strongest possible way. This is why it's the most beneficial in our work to annul before the ten. And then immediately from the Creator, stronger light is extended upon us. And it already corrects us and arranges us. That's it. Yes, these excerpts were taken from all of Baal HaSulam's essays from different places. This is why we're not only in the writings of the last generation, but rather the excerpt we're going to read right now, for example, is taken from the article Peace in the World. Why do we sometimes need these things? To sometimes start with this, sometimes start with other things. We need to see, we need to diversify. How do we aim ourselves towards the purpose of creation? Because in order to draw the reforming light, which is the main thing in our work, because otherwise we will not be successful in our correction, in advancing towards being one man in one heart between us and with the Creator, and that way also to pull the whole world behind us, we need to be aimed correctly. And therefore, in the beginning of our study, which could be with the preface and with all kinds of other articles, but the most important is the intention. And the intention, we need to check exactly what it is. In our times, we need to see daily what is the right intention. What do we need to do? The world, from one day to the next, is revealing itself to us in all kinds of forms that it is seemingly going back to the way it was. Because humanity does not understand, is not familiar with any other form. So we need to see how much in this return to our life prior to the corona virus, that nevertheless, maybe there are new elements there. That the world is not really going back precisely to the same form, but to something a little bit different. How can we see that? But nevertheless, this blow from above doesn't just pass over us for no reason. Rather, there is some change in our understanding and awareness, and also without our understanding and awareness, instinctively, that humanity sees that maybe this way it will be better for it. Therefore, as much as humanity understands that we have become one kli, one family, or one society, one humanity, to the extent that we all have one destiny, to the extent that we have before us, whether we want it or not, we have a connection that exists between us that we cannot cut it off and become separated. Rather, nevertheless, we do have to see ourselves as becoming one body. And this one body, if it is truly one, then it can determine many things, and it can transition itself, take itself through a minefield in a way that there will be no explosion, one of the minds won't explode. This is the feeling that we need to develop within us, and also pass it to humanity. The landmine, each time a new landmine that we have on the path, is when we stumble across some eruption of our ego, and these eruptions will certainly occur there already, and we need to be cautious not to step on them. We can go around it, because this is better in our eyes and in the eyes of the Creator, if on our path we will have such signs, such indications, and warn each other that it's not worthwhile for us to awaken our ego, at least a redundant ego, excessive ego, the way it was before. And we can learn how to use it in a way that is more cautious, more careful, more small, like Zerampin, on a small scale. So let us read these few excerpts that we have collected, 14, 15, maybe 16. So this will give us maybe the way we should look today at humanity, at society, how we should see a better way than just going back to the situation that was there before the coronavirus.
Over.
This is why we need to see how much we are going back somehow to a new form, where we maintain the integrality of the world, its inner connection. And if externally we don't want to go back to that form, rather each and everyone engages in something individual, where it's better for my country to do this way, and with another country or all the other countries, I don't care about them. And moreover, not only I don't care about them, the worse it is for them, it seems to me that it will be better. In such a way, of course, I'm not drawn towards peace in the world. And of course, I'm causing harm to everyone. And in the end, all the harms that I cause others by this will come back to me. This is why we will see yet the United States, China, Europe, as much as they wanted to use this against each other and were thinking only about their own benefit, how much this will eventually play against them in the upcoming time. Soon. We see already that they wanted to use China, take advantage of whatever possible there. But gradually we see that China has built itself in this way as the greatest superpower. And what is happening now? Now, if out of the fact that it seemingly became the strongest out of everyone, if it won't start thinking about the whole world, that the whole world also belongs to this one country, which is China and also the US and the Soviet Union and all of them, Europe. If some country, to the extent that it thinks about itself that it is not in the correct connection with other countries, let us see throughout history, upcoming history, how much this country will actually fall and will not succeed. We are entering a system called the last generation, the common humanity, integral humanity. And therefore, each one that will not use correctly this integral form that is becoming revealed, where the whole world is one country, one people. If we will not use it in such a way, if we will not be drawn to it, then we will lose out. And we will see how much each and every country that is separating itself more from the other countries is actually losing more. This is clear, right? I don't see any questions about this. Judy, yes?
How to maintain the integrality of the world? It's almost a lost cause.
Why?
Because the ego of the individual or of the nation won't allow it. Each one pulls towards himself. If we're going back to regular life, each one pulling towards himself, that's regular life, the routine.
Well, we will see this according to those international organizations that they built. What did they build them for? In order to rule each other, so that Europe will rule the US and Europe will rule over China and even Russia. This is why they built their common market, or did they build it in order to give an equal form to all of the countries of the United Europe, and also to some extent to become an example, maybe even more than an example for the whole world? This is how it was to begin with. However, where did this beautiful principle that was there disappear? You see? This is why each and every country is egoistic. However, when they begin to make connections between this and that against the others, then it becomes a very serious business. And this already can receive blows from the side of nature. And in our time, this is going to pass through blows. It's not going to be the way it was before. We have entered, following this virus especially, which was a general, all-inclusive blow from above over the entire world. Accordingly, if we will not relate to the whole world as one society, we will lose.
Yes, hello. The question is, if the nations begin to notice that they must care for each other because otherwise they all stand to lose, does the law of bestowal become openly visible, apparent? Because
This still will not be the law of bestowal. The fact that I have to take others into consideration because I have no choice, it's not considered that I'm in the law of bestowal. I'm still in the form of the ego, but the ego is already calculated in a way that I see everyone as all interconnected in one system. Now, this form where we're all interconnected in my eyes into one system, is it less egoistic or more egoistic? This uniform form in which I see the world as one ruler, let's say that's me, and everyone is here before me, as though the whole planet is one country. Is this a greater ego or not? On one hand, it is greater. On the other hand, it is in congruence with the upper force. And accordingly, we can feel relief. Relief. We are receiving a greater influence of the upper light.
Will we begin to see possible profits in caring for each other? Will nations begin to see profits, benefits in caring for the whole world?
The question is the following. Am I willing to overcome my individual ego with respect to all the countries of the world in order for us to reach our general ego above the individual ego? We will connect together like friends in the group. It's the same law. When we come to the 10 in the group and we annul our personal egos, each and every one of us, in order to be connected. By this, we want to be rewarded with the upper light, so that it will influence us. When the upper light influences us, it is the opposite of us. It wants to bestow. We want to receive from it. We overcome our individual ego in order to seemingly reach a greater ego. Even though in there is also, in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, we're not just a gang of criminals. We do want to be in love of friends. However, in that, there is a lot of the common ego. And here, we will have many scrutinies yet. Many scrutinies. It is good that we are talking about it. We will scrutinize these things. So, this is a very diversified time.
Немножко по-другому, не в сторону объединения.
I'd like to ask not regarding connection, but actually the opposite, the hatred towards government, because they brought the people to the edge. Many people don't even have food to eat. It seems all negative. There is a very negative mood in the people, a very bad mood. So how do we come to what you're talking about?
I don't know how we'll be able to make this transition. It's a problem, especially in such countries like the Ukraine. I don't know how many possibilities are there. Well, in each and every country, there is a big problem now between the government and money and the people and a spiritual goal of development. We are all under such things, so that only the upper light, if it influences us, then it can do something. But if not for the upper force, then we have no possibility to do it. So we just need to see connection ahead of us, only connection, and the nearby connection. The 10, drawing the forming light, and from above downwards in a form of a pyramid through all of our 10s, that this would influence onwards the whole of the world. Out of that, you are asking, what will change most? Money, government, the people, the way the government relates to the people, what is going to happen? And in each and every government, each and every country, it's different, each and every people. They have their own characteristics and the economical situation, etc. We don't know. You cannot take all of these things into account. It's just like you were not thinking about the coronavirus half a year ago, so you cannot calculate, take everything you know into account and calculate what will happen. It's simply that each and every day we need to see how we are advancing in it. And most importantly, explain to everyone that the more we take on an integral form and an integral form on a global scale around the planet, it will be better for us, for all of us. That's it. And the way it will be, I don't know. It's simply that by this, we're bringing ourselves closer to the upper light. The more we are all interconnected around the planet, so we're also closer to the upper light, and it bestows on us the way it influences us and the way it will arrange for us all kinds of states along the way, from our entirely ruined state and up to the corrected state. It is up to it to do it. In that, we do not determine anything. And you can see that we are not even capable of taking into consideration all of the different elements that are existing in each and every country, in all the countries, the character of the peoples, etc. We can't do any of this. It's a waste of time for us to just think, start thinking about it and think that we are wise and we can determine how it should be. Let the light do its work. This is called the work of the Lord. We are in a state where the Creator needs to do this work.
Good morning, Av.
Well,
governments that want to make some alliances with a good intention, seemingly, but in action, in reality, they want to exploit each other, thinking only about their own selfish benefit. So,
well, the deeds always follow the intentions. First, there is an intention, then there is a deed. Sometimes, on behalf of the correction, there is a deed first. Following it, the right intention is installed. Let's say I bestow and bestow and bestow to a friend. And then within me, the intention to bestow to him is born out of the mechanical act that I did to bestow. But this happens through exercises, so that later on, I have the right intention, and according to the intention, I can also perform the act. And this is truly a spiritual act, not as preparation, but truly as a deed. This is clear? So if the deeds occur first, and following the deeds, the hearts are drawn, this means it's the time of preparation, where I'm actually healing my heart so that it would have the intention to bestow. Once I've acquired the intention to bestow, I can go to the other side. Out of the intention to bestow, I can perform acts of bestowal, acts of connection. And this is how it is, the way we see it in the spiritual parzuf. We have an intention, a calculation, then receiving in order to bestow. Okay.
Насколько прикладными должны быть знания?
Good morning.
The knowledge
that we disseminate into the integral system of humanity, to what extent should we be talking about the practical uses of connection there?
To talk about the practical benefit of whatever we're doing, because specifically by this, calmness and peace and tranquility and all the best will come to each one and to everyone together. So we actually need to emphasize that our whole purpose is not some high spiritual things, but rather it's practical, that we'll all have food and a home and good services in terms of health and each and everything. This is what we want. We want it for the benefit of men in this world. Ukraine.
Как народ может подтолкнуть правительство пойти на уступки друг другу?
How can the people pressure governments into making concessions towards each other and to make connections, to form connections between states? And how can we push whole peoples in that direction? What words can we use? Connection, we understand that, but it doesn't suffice. What other words can we use?
We can pressure or explain to the people about the future desirable form that needs to be, as Baal HaSulam writes about it, the general form where we are all connected as one system. We're all connected above all the differences, that specifically we have to overcome the rejection and hatred that exists between peoples, between countries. This is something we have to explain all the time, that there is no choice. This is how it is built by nature, and we have to reach being as one man in one heart, to be one body. Otherwise, we will only keep getting blows. That's it. But in what form it will be realized, that's not our business. We just have to explain that this is what we need to think about. We need to think about it. And out of this thought, if we will all think about it, suddenly we will see how much these things are truly beginning to become real. How? Well, wait and see. But at least explain to the world what form or what format it needs to take on. This is how it is according to the general nature. That's how.
nemmeno gli scienziati, non ci sono i presupposti nemmeno per gli scienziati, non stanno collaborando tra di loro nemmeno gli scienziati.
Scientists too don't have the foundations so that they can work between them. Even scientists, they don't know how to collaborate, they even hide from each other the different codes of the virus. We as a Rosh, as a head, are we ready for it? I heard from you, Rav, once in the Congress in the desert that we are not yet a sufficient quantity.
Quantity doesn't matter here, only quality. And I don't look to the Congress or whatever. I look to what comes to us from above. From the heavens came a blow, which is a global blow for all of humanity together. This is a very clear sign, as Baal Sulam writes, that we are in the last generation and we have all arrived at a single system, and we're being treated not as separate states and nations, but rather as one whole body. And this whole body, now, from above, there is the desire to promote it, to make of it, to shape it into the template of Adam. Adam, that's a single soul. And that's why we act as we do. And don't tell me what I said 10 years ago, here or there. Less or more in quantity or something. I'm walking according to the signs that we see in front of us. Look properly, see properly.
Correction.
Yes, but of course this is a very important and very critical point, very difficult as well, because what's happening is we're touching upon the most egoistic point here. I can say that my personal egoistic desire and the desire of the whole of humanity, that's the same, and that I need to be concerned for myself only to the extent to which I'm concerned with the rest of humanity and vice versa. That's very difficult. But it is a certain standard. And that's what we need to aspire to achieve. Because this attests to the integrality of that point. If each and every cell in the body thinks of the whole body as it does, as it thinks of itself, that's a sign of a healthy body. And I hope we can achieve it, but at the very least we should have it as a standard by which to measure ourselves. That's what we need to achieve. Mach 2.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, можно ли сказать, что интегральный мир, о котором мы говорим,
is it possible to say that the integral world we're talking about is a world built on equivalence of form of spirituality, but from the matter of this world?
There's no material in spirituality, no substance. The substance of spirituality is that of this world, the will to receive, which is never purified, it never vanishes, it remains as it is now, only with the addition of the intention governing its use. The man remains the same man. The question is, what happens with that man? How does he use himself? For the benefit of others or his own benefit alone? Of course, he's aiming towards his own selfish benefit alone, and his work is to invert himself, at least to a small degree, to work for the benefit of others, to a small degree. Otherwise, it's we will get blows, viruses, various sorts, which will straighten us out. They'll correct us. Gradually, we will begin to think in an integral, global manner, to think that we belong to each other. But this will be for lack of choice, due to harsh blows, where we see that we cannot escape it. One virus for everyone. right? What can we do? If we don't think about each other, the virus won't disappear. It will control us even further. So what can we do? If next time a virus comes, right now we will get a sort of reprieve, but the next virus to come will be such that it's not that I need to protect myself using some face mask by keeping some physical distance, but the next virus will come in such a way where if I don't think about the others, then it will go bad for me. Let's say that I give my virus to others and they give it back to me, my own virus, they give it back to me, and when I get it through someone, my original virus, then I'm truly sick. And what will it teach me? It will teach me to think of others. Then I will look at each and every one with an outlook to keep them healthy. And I make sure that the virus remains in me and doesn't spread. Let's say, right, it's an example. You understand this, where through another I receive my virus as a harsh blow. And then we will begin to think, how can I avoid transmitting this bad thing to others? And so through such viruses, our intentions will be fixed. And we won't wrong others. And so on. Nature, God, has many, many means for putting us to rights. These blows will... We don't need your understanding. We need what's written. Baal Sulam wanted to turn to all those rulers, and you can see what came of that. You need to learn what we learn, and not what's in your own mind. So we do not turn to government. We do not turn to the wealthy, to the moneyed interests. We turn to the regular people, the citizens. And to them we explain the form we should reach, we should take. We as society, what form we should take. Meaning in what way we need to be connected for the blows not to reach us. And I don't need any money, any governance, I don't need the police, I don't need the judges, I don't need anyone. I need only the citizens. I need them to understand what's in their own best interest.
I think I understand it. Thanks, Rob.
Great. Good. Good that you asked. By that, we scrutinized another point.
There for people, and if so, how?
We need to pray only for the connection of people all over the world so that people understand that connection is in their best interest and that it's the only cure. That's all. So, you can include the whole world in this, all the peoples, everyone. That's all. The prayer for the whole world. Yes, it's for the whole world, but families and groups and nations, peoples, all of humanity together, that prayer needs to be one prayer with no differences. Yes, so there is no problem. Each and every individual can influence the whole world by caring for the world in the proper way, and thus he awakens every other part of the world to also regard the world as a whole. That's what we do, each of us as an individual, and by that we advance towards the sensation, the feeling of the general pattern the soul of Adam Rishon and the Creator dwelling there. So it's worthwhile for us to use dissemination as much as possible, and by that we can achieve all sorts of connections, and every action makes an impression, right? We can come to all sorts of forms of connections between us and with the general system of Adam Rishon, that being the whole of humanity, and accordingly we will begin to feel that the Creator resides in this system. And this will be the revelation of the created being to the created being. Questions. Petach Tikva 5.
One who doesn't study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he now heard some explanation about this new integral form. What does it mean for me? What should I do?
You need to cause the world to feel that it's one integral system, because by that you cause it to be connected to the one force of nature, the force of bestowal, and so to move in a good direction, in a better direction.
To make the world feel it, should this be his concern now, the whole world?
Yes, of course. I'm concerned about the system, about the vessel of Adam HaRishon, where the more connected this vessel is, the closer it comes to the Creator. It will be able to discover the Creator present within it. The Creator is present, just concealed. And if the vessel begins to feel interconnected, all the cells, all the organs, yes, it will be better able to feel that the Creator is within it. That's the revelation.
Earlier, when you asked Siri about mutual guarantee, you said, God forbid, to explain about mutual guarantee. And then 2 minutes later, you said that you have to explain the world is round and everything bless everyone, and you cannot escape from the mutual guarantee. The Creator is showing us the interdependence.
That's something else.
Can you kind of clarify the difference between interdependence and Arvut?
Yes, I'm willing to explain. If I'm talking about the whole world being connected as one body, and in this body you have still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and we all live and depend on each other. Look how we depend on the crops now. If the bees don't come, we may die. Or, how do you call them? A locust. If they don't come, we may die. And something else, the rain won't come, we'll die. We depend on this whole earth. That's it. So if I say that we depend on each other, that's why between us there has to be mutual help, mutual arvut. Dependency is clear. It's clear by nature. There's one earth for everyone. However, if I'm talking about society, and I'm saying that in the society we have to be in mutual guarantee, this is very compelling. It compels people. This means we're all already in one society, as one man and one heart. Your faith depends on my faith personally. That's something I don't want to hear. I'm talking about the ordinary citizen. So you have to distinguish between nature, talking about all the different levels of nature being interdependent and sustaining each other. Of course, this is the way it is. Of course, there is mutual arvut. You can say it's like mutual connection, not guarantee, not arvut. But the fact that humanity, all of humanity is under this arvut, it's hard to hear that. It's not yet now. Maybe.
Teóricamente, Rav. Buenas noches. ¿Estaría de acuerdo con la formación?
Theoretically, do you agree?
Como un organismo independiente.
Theoretically, Would you agree that there would be a world, a global political party of Bnei Baruch?
No. No. We mustn't be a political party. We mustn't resemble something that exists in this world. Otherwise, they'll just say about us that we came here to rule everyone else. No. We just have to spread out the materials and to show people all over the world that they'll know that they have to be in a tendency towards connection. And in this tendency towards connection, we all turn upwards to the Creator. And the Creator comes closer to us, and He will do it all. We're not a government. We're not a political party. We're nothing. All we are is a ministry of publication, of dissemination, ministry of education, an agency of... And in this agenda, in this tendency, it becomes connected. It's connected because it's standing before the general force of nature. You don't have to call it the Creator. It's the general force of nature that governs us this way, and it requires us to be integral, mixed together, connected, in mutual guarantee, mutual arvut, etc. You know, start feeling how to talk to people, how this is possible. You will find the words and a better approach than mine.
My great prophet. That's what Baal Sulam says, and I'm reading item 15. Hence, they became new vessels that were not, after the first restriction, they became vessels of bestowal. What does it mean, vessels of bestowal? That they receive with the intention to bestow, with the calculation of who they are bestowing to and how much pleasure they get from bestowal. Since they were made from the Zivug of the reflected light with the screen, and we should understand how it became a vessel of reception. It rejects. How come? Because it rejects, it refuses to receive, and it is used in an opposite role than its original role. It does not receive, he rejects. And I'll explain to you with an allegory from this life. So man's nature is to cherish and favor the quality of bestowal and to despise and love the reception. We have to come to it. Since this is how we are now, we don't want to receive anything and only to bestow. So when he comes to one's friend and the host, his friend, invites him for a meal, then even if he's very hungry, he will refuse to eat. Regardless of how hungry he is, shame and other calculations are greater than the feeling, the sensation of hunger, because it is humiliating to receive a gift from his friend. Are we in that? We should ask. Yet when his friend sufficiently implores him until it is clear that from above down, until it becomes clear to him, to the receiver, that he will do his friend a big favor by eating, then he agrees to eat. Only then. I mean, if the Creator is pushing and pushing, imploring, receive, receive, and I don't want to, I refuse. It's clear that it's not that I don't want to receive. I'm dying of hunger, but even more important to me is to give contentment to the Creator. You understand the struggle that's in me right now. Then he stops feeling himself as a receiver of a gift and his friend as the bestower, but on the contrary, he is the one who bestows, and gives this favor to his friend by eating. And you find that the hunger and the appetite, although they are actually they were the vessels of reception, but he had enough of vessels to receive from his friend. He was very hungry. Nevertheless, he couldn't taste anything as a result of the shame, since he wanted to reach bestowal and not reception. He would be truly ashamed. But when his friend implores him and he rejected him, the host implores and he refuses. Then, specifically by rejecting the pleas of the host through these mutual actions, new vessels for eating begin to form in him. Since the power of his friend's pleading and the powers of his own rejection, as they accumulated, finally they accumulate into a sufficient amount that turns the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. This is truly after a serious struggle between the host and the guest, or between two friends, where one implores with the other and he refuses to receive. In spite of the friend's pleading, so by refusing, then he begins to feel that there's a third thing that is born in him that wasn't there before. It means that they are added to a sufficient measure that invert the measure of reception into a measure of bestowal. Where does it come to him? From the imploring of the host and the refusal of the guest. Until he can see that he will bring his friend great contentment by eating. In that state, new vessels of reception to receive his friend's meal were made in him, and it's considered that his power of rejection has become the essential clay in which to receive the meal, and not the hunger and appetite, although they are actually the usual vessels of reception. They never
Good morning, Rav. My question is about Malchut of Olam Ein Sof. It felt the Creator as the giver, and it felt itself as the receiver. And beyond that, it felt Zeranpin. And we don't feel ourselves to be the giver. So on what basis will the recognition of evil come to us? Or how should we develop the feeling of the Creator as a giver?
When you begin to relate to what you receive around the world, you begin to feel this example on you. Start, and you will see. But start seriously when you are in front of the Creator and you want to receive nothing of the world before you are making this calculation with Him. Calculation with the Creator. Germany.
Question. How can I?
Good morning, Rav.
It refers to something outside of me. How can I grasp that? Question. How can I attain the measure of bestowal in the intention?
You can attain the intention of bestowal only if we do as the guest does. He rejects everything in his life, and he wants to make a calculation on it.
Nasıl bu reddedişi sadece hayır demekten öte sürekli dönüştürebilirim.
Hayra, Vahdet is asking, how can I refuse this will to receive continuously? How can I refuse this will to receive continuously?
I can refuse refuse, I'm able to receive and resist it only to the extent that the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the group, will be greater than my own greatness. I have to work on it, but only on that condition. There is a very simple math here. This is greater than this, or this is less than this. That's it. If this is more important, then I work for the Creator. If I am more important, then I work for myself, and I can't change anything. I have to work on the greatness of the Creator in my eyes until I come to a state where everything will truly be in order to bestow to Him.
בסדר, מק 2.
אוקיי, מק 2.
אנחנו יכולים להרגיש את הלחץ של הבורא לתת.
How can we feel the Creator's pressure to give?
You can feel the Creator's pressure to give by living in this world, and we're constantly under pressure. All the pressure we feel in this life, each and every moment, is the pressure of the Creator for us to reach bestowal, to reach a spiritual degree. Baltic 1.
В десятке мы видим, насколько трудно сделать какие-то действия.
We see in the ten how difficult it is to perform actions that are related to bestowal. But even harder than that is to receive something from the friends. And here it says that the landlord implores, it convinces. How can we convince to receive?
The Creator does all sorts of things. If we pay attention, if we try to do what's written here, we'll begin to advance towards the Creator, understand how He's talking to us, how He implores us, pressures us, how we can respond to Him. We'll understand. We have to begin to implement this excerpt.